faith, hope, and charity. Of these three great theological virtues, it is hope that is in trouble today. You could make a good case for the other two. With the injustice and inequality and violence in our world today, charity seems hard to come by. With the new atheists enjoying celebrity, with the secularism of our day, with the mainline churches shrinking in their membership, it seems faith struggles. But it is hope that is battered today. The mass murder in Las Vegas is but the latest act of violence in our country, and already we are being told that this is not the time to talk about gun control. Way deep down, we know that nothing significant will be done to stop the slaughter. Racism, always there just below the surface in the United States, has reared its ugly head again in many different ways. Homelessness in Seattle seems hopeless. Hurricanes and earthquakes fill the news. I could go on and on, but how depressed do we want to be on a beautiful Sunday morning? Hope is hard today, but hope is so necessary if things are to change. We need hope in the future if we are to act in the present. And in Matthew's gospel, Jesus insists on action, filled with hope. At the end of the Sermon on the Mount, with all of the challenges he put before us there, Jesus closes that sermon by saying, well, the person who hears what I have to say and acts on it, well, they're building on solid ground. What they build will last. But the person who hears what I say and doesn't act on it, oh, that person is built on sand. That'll be washed away with the first flood. And then, at the end of Jesus' teaching, again in Matthew's gospel, with the great judgment scene in his last sermon, what does Jesus want to know? Who's been fed? Who's been given something to drink? Who's been clothed when they were naked? Who was visited when they were sick? Jesus wants action in Matthew's gospel. It doesn't have to be anything great. In Mark, he says, just give a cup of water to a little one, and your reward will be great. But to do so takes hope. We need to act, but what are the sources of hope today? That's where St. Paul's words of wisdom in today's second reading become so important. There he tells us, let the peace of God guard your hearts and your minds. He's telling us, be careful what you let in. Be careful what gives shape to your spirit. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, anything excellent, anything worthy of praise, these are the things that need to shape our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. We need to watch what we let into our hearts, what we let shape us, and that is not easy. Consumerism and materialism barrage us in a flood of advertising. They seek to shape the deepest longings of our hearts and how we see the future. Egocentrism comes at us constantly in a hurricane of tweets. Despair yanks at the strings of our heart in a constant flow of bad news and a 24-hour news cycle that just never ends. Guard your hearts. Guard your minds. If hope is to grow within us, we need to turn off the constant input and find some quiet place in which to dwell. A quiet place to pray the seeds of hope and love into growth. a quiet place to open interior space for the Spirit of Jesus to move within us and inspire us. A prayerful place to look around at the world and see what the Spirit of Jesus is inspiring. The next sentence is one I thought I would never find myself saying. Have you ever thought about praying the bulletin? Never thought I'd say that. But it's full of good news. It's full of rays of hope. Have you ever looked at what Catholic Charities does in Western Washington? The hungry are fed. The thirsty are given drink. The homeless are given shelter. The sick are visited. Those in prison hear God's word. The Spirit is doing great things in our time. And here in this parish, there is a harvest in the vineyard, and it's not wild grapes. It's good, delicious fruit. The harvest is there, and you are making a difference. There is hope right here in our midst. In spite of all the violence and injustice in the world, I believe the Holy Spirit is moving in our time. I believe the Spirit is drawing us ever deeper into the future that Jesus called the kingdom of God. But the primary tool that the Holy Spirit uses is inspired freedom. Our freedom, inspired, shaped, drawn into the future by the Holy Spirit. We need to guard our hearts. We need to guide our minds. We need to make sure there's room deep within us for the movement of the Spirit of Jesus.